The Chachamim were only mitamei gush when there was actual contact. There was actual contact with the gush. If somebody stepped on the territories of Eretz Yisrael, but suppose somebody passed through the Eretz Yisrael on a horse, he wasn't Tomei. Even though there was nothing chesed between his goof and the karka of the Eretz Yisrael, he's not Tomei. Then, pei shono, kedem achobim deor gezer and deavya. The Gezer and Avia. So that means, even if somebody does not step on the territory of Eretz Yisrael, you also became Tomei. That's sure. According, there is no Abai in there. Then the Yushet, they changed the takone, the scope of the tumas of the gush from Sofik to Bada. I said something else. But there were two stages. Once the first stage, they were only Gezer Tumei on contact with Eretz Yisrael, with the Karak of Eretz Yisrael. But if somebody passed through the Eretz Yisrael on a horse,
or in a danger,
yes, or let's say in a carriage, in a vehicle, an open vehicle, so then on a horse, I shouldn't say, because the vehicle usually has a mechitza that is mafsik between the goof and the ground. On a horse, so there is no mechitza that is mafsik between the feet, the goof, and the karak. So at the first stage, only if somebody mamish stepped on the karak of the asan in the kingdom. But if he passed, if he drove through the Eretz Yisrael on a horse, even without a mechitza, being mafsik, he didn't become tamei. Then Pishono kidem achodim the chachamim were gezer al aviro. What do you mean aviro? That even if he didn't step on the karak, he just passed through it. In the avir of the Eretz Yisrael, he also became tamei. Now the Gemara has not baye. What was the scope of the takone patient? So there are two alternatives. One alternative is that they were not gezer tume on anyone who came in contact with the other of Eretz Yisrael, but only if someone came in contact with the gush of Eretz Yisrael. But whereas at the very outset, only stepping upon the ground, that kind of contact. So then, Peishon of the Agezer, even if he was just mile above the ground of the Eretz Yisrael, he also became Tomei. But suppose he passes by in a vehicle, in a car, and there is a mechitza, there is the mechitza on three sides, only on top it's open. But on three sides, there is a male achitzes, so then he didn't become tamei, because then he's not male, because there is aloche, the male achitzes. Or the takone pei shono kidem achobim was that the fact that he has contact with the avir of Eretz Yisrael, that gives him tamei too. Unless some male, even if he passes through the Eretz Yisrael in a car, but it's open, so it's not chotzutz from the whole avia, because there is an open, there is a door, there is a window, so mimele also becomes tamei. That's a bayad leivshik. All right, we'll leave it here. Who says?
Because the Gemara Nazir only mentions that it's a chitzitze if it's mitzad oro. Mm-hmm. But if it's a chitzitze mitzad, but if the tomb is mitzad the other by itself.
You mean the fact that he's in the space? Yeah. But Reb Chaim certainly didn't assume like that. Yeah. Reb Chaim says if it's closed on all sides, yeah, even on top, so then even the tomb of Avir is not the
time. I think Warren knows who's talking about himself.
Yeah, it's open on that. Yeah, okay.